The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Cochin Shipyards Limited, a Government of India enterprise and Category 1 Miniratna company, invites applications for its Marine Engineering Training Institute program. The IMEC Indian GME training program has 25 seats confirmed with placement opportunities. Eligible candidates must hold a degree of mechanical engineering with a minimum of aggregate percentage of 60% and should be under 24 years of age. Applications are to be submitted online. The selection process includes a written test followed by an interview, and a passport is compulsory. The last date for applications is 20th July 2025. For details, kindly go on to https://www.cslmeti.in. Engineers India Limited, a Government of India undertaking, is seeking experienced professionals for positions in supply chain management, including engineers L12 and deputy manager L13. The advertisement specifies the pay scale, upper age limits, and the number of vacancies available. Interested candidates can find more detailed information on their website, with online applications open till 2/5/2025. Kindly go on to http://www.engineersindia.com. The National Health Systems Resource Center, based in New Delhi, is seeking applications for the position of lead consultant in the HMIS Statistics Division for the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare. There is one vacancy available with an age limit of up to 60 years and the monthly compensation ranging from 1,30,000 to 1,70,000. Detailed qualifications and experience requirements can be found on the website. Applications must be submitted in the prescribed online format, with the last date of submission being 6th May 2025. For details, kindly go onto the website, that is www.nhsrcindia.org, or you could also go on to www.mohfw.gov.in. The ICAR National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, located at Pusa Campus, New Delhi, invites applications for a Junior Research Fellow position in DST Fund Nectar Project. The project aims to strengthen community-based seed systems for traditional crops to enhance farmers' livelihood in Northeast India. Eligible candidates should submit their applications along with a scanned copy of the original documents via email to pksingh128@gmail.com by 18th May 2025. The interview is tentatively scheduled for the last week of May 2025. Candidates should hold a postgraduate degree in relevant fields, and the emoluments will range from 25,000 to 31,000 depending on qualifications. For additional details, please visit the ICAR NBPGR website, that is at www.nbpgr.org.in. The Raman Research Institute, funded by the Government of India, invites applications for the position of Assistant Administrative Officer 1 on a deputation basis. There is one vacancy in the general category with pay level of level 10. Candidates must hold a graduate degree and have relevant experiences, holding an analogous post for 2 years in pay level 9 or 4 years in pay level 8 or 5 years in pay level 7. With a maximum age limit of 56 years, the application deadline is 20th June 2025. Interested candidates can find more details and apply at https://www.rri.res.in/careers. The choir board invites applications for the following posts on deputation, including short-term contract, ISTC basis. Zonal Director Grade 1, one vacancy in Tamil Nadu in pay level 11. Zonal Director Grade 2, two vacancies in Odisha, pay level 10. The place of posting includes the choir board showroom and sales depot, Guwahati, Assam. For detailed information and application submission, kindly visit the website. And the last date to submit is 31st May 2025. For details, kindly refer to the official choir board website, that is www.choirboard.gov.in. The Cabinet Secretariat, Government of India, is inviting applications from Indian nationals for the position of a senior field officer, technical, in level 10. Eligible candidates must not exceed 35 years of age and hold a bachelor's degree in engineering or technology or master's degree in science from a recognized institution along with a valid GATE score of 50% or above in specified subjects. Vacancies are available in computer science, information technology, data science, artificial intelligence, electronics and communication, telecommunication and geomatics engineering. Candidates can apply for one subject only and must submit filled application form with necessary documents by 25/5/2025. The selection process includes a merit list based on valid GATE scores and an interview with the possibility of field positions and medical standards as per central government guidelines. The National Test House under the Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution invites applications for the post of an Administrative Officer, Group A Gazetted, Non-Ministerial. This position is in Level 11 as per the 7th CPC and will be filled through promotion or deputation on a composite method basis. For details regarding essential qualifications, experience and other terms and conditions, interested candidates can visit the department's website at http://consumeraffairs.nic.in. The National Institute of Technology, Manipur, an autonomous institute under the Ministry of Education, Government of India, has released a recruitment advertisement for various non-teaching posts, Group A, Group B and Group C. Applications are invited from Indian nationals and overseas citizens of India, OCI, for positions in different departments and sections of the institute. The last date for submitting online applications has been extended until May 4, 2025. For more information, candidates can check the vacancy section on the institute's website at www.nitmanipur.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.